Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and I have a weekly show here, and I wanted to talk about a topic today that needs to be spoken about. This being a Christian radio station, there's a lot of misconceptions about what I believe and what the Bible's talking about by Christians. So I wanted to clarify that up today, because basically, a lot of times, I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and a lot of Christians don't even know what that means. They never heard the word Yeshua. And how could somebody be a Jewish believer? Isn't that an oxymoron? So I want to clarify this up for everybody today that's listening. And to start off, I want to say that the name of my website is Torah Life Ministries. And Torah is the first five books of the Bible. It's the instructions or the will of our Father for us of how we should live. It's not a Jewish book or a Jewish thing. It's a Bible thing. It's a Yahweh thing. It's a God thing. That's the instructions for us. And that's what everyone in Scripture pointed towards and how to live our lives. We don't know what sin is unless we have the definition of what sin is. In the Bible, it says in the Renewed Covenant, which some people call the New Testament, and I think it's 1 John, it says, sin is transgression of the Torah. Now, many translations will misquote that and say sin is transgression of the law, and then they get confused because Christian churches teaches we're no longer under the law, and then we just get deceived and move away from what we should be doing. But no, sin is transgression of the Torah, of the instructions of our wonderful Creator that He gave us in the Bible. So basically, sin is living against the words of our Creator. Sin is living against the Bible. So think about that, and then we use the word Yeshua. I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua. Yeshua is the name of our Savior. And the names in Hebrew are very important, and they have meanings to them. They're not just some name. And when you look at Yeshua, the name of our Creator is Yahweh, and His Son's name is Yeshua. And Yeshua means the salvation of Yahweh, or Yahweh's salvation. See, the title is a name, and that's what it is. So I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and this is why I often say is in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Many people often think that Jesus is the English translation of Yeshua. No, it's not. If you translate Yeshua, you have Joshua. Jesus is a Greek word that was made up and is very controversial of where it came from. If you look at the original King James Bibles, it wasn't even Jesus. There was no J in the English language. It was Jesus, if you look in the original King James Version. But even then, way before that, his name is Yeshua. So I say in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And we can leave that. There's more videos on my website and my podcast about that particular topic. But by all means, I believe if somebody's using the name other than Yeshua, can they be saved? Absolutely. I'm not here to question anyone's salvation, but I will tell you our works, our fruit, really shows what we're doing. And just by doing lip service, no matter what name you use, is not going to get you where you think you are. You have to actually follow it with action. If your heart's truly into it, you truly change. It's not just your lips. Your lips and heart have to be connected, and your actions will reveal it, or your fruit will show it. So I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Now, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, is not a Jewish thing or a Jewish book. What it is the instructions of a wonderful Creator. So the title that somebody sent me today was Messianic Judaism, a Growing Deception. And they were very confused. See, a Christian a woman contacted me today and said, I like what you're doing by following the Torah or talking about following the guidelines of our Creator. But then I came up this article, a Jewish Messianic Judaism, a Growing Deception. And then she gave me a great question. Is there a difference between something called Messianic Judaism and Hebrew roots? Now, first, let me stop by saying, if you hear me say I'm a Jewish believer, most Christians will say, well, then you're a Jew for Jesus. And so I want to give the definition today to three things. Number one is, what is a Jew for Jesus? What is Messianic Judaism? And what is Hebraic roots? So we're going to talk about these three things to clarify some things up today on the show. Because you're going to hear these different terms. Now, I am not a Jewish person for Jesus, or a Jew for Jesus. I am not that. I don't claim to be that. And what that is basically a person who is Jewish, who believes that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Savior. That's wonderful. That's great. However, they decide to live a Christian lifestyle. So I could almost throw in a fourth one besides the Jew for Jesus and the Messianic Judaism and the Hebraic roots. I'll throw in a fourth one and a Christian. So they decide to live a Christian lifestyle. Now, many Christians will say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, the Christian lifestyle that's being supported or taught today is not scriptural. And that's the problem of that. And only when you get closer to living according to what Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, taught, are you really putting your faith into action, or putting this new belief in a Savior into action. So we have Jews for Jesus, our Jewish people that decide, okay, I'm Jewish, but now I believe in Yeshua, but I'm going to live a Christian lifestyle. Well, what is a Christian lifestyle today? A Christian lifestyle today is throwing out the Torah, throwing out the Old Testament, saying and believing we're under a New Testament with new instructions, new guidelines, and everything of old is gone. And basically, it's lip service. It's a grace message of, we have Yeshua, we don't have to do anything else, and everything's fine, and everything's great. And that is not necessarily a scriptural message. We cannot work our way to be saved. But if we're truly saved, we should be working our way to follow the guidelines and instructions of the one who saved us. And that's not what's happening today. So I have other videos explaining why the Christian lifestyle today is not matching up to what Scripture says. And you can look at some of the other podcasts on this radio station, or go and listen to some of the messages on the website. And I'm welcome to answer your questions if you have any. But basically, so a Jewish person going to live a Christian lifestyle, whether they believe in Yeshua or not, is that's what a Jew for Jesus basically is. And that's not what I am. Now you have Messianic Judaism, and there's two terms or two types of people that would call themselves Messianic Jewish people, and one of them is more closer to a term called Hebraic roots, but the other Messianic Judaism is what this article I saw and was emailed me today was about, Messianic Judaism, a growing deception. And basically, just like Christianity today has gotten away from the biblical idea of, okay, we have a Savior, and our Savior didn't just leave us standing out there saying, okay, you're saved, go do what you want to do. No, he said, you're saved, this is how you measure the standard of your moralities and your life, according to the word of our Creator. And every single word of our Creator is profitable for man, as it says in the Bible. You don't throw out some and you have new ones. No, our Creator doesn't make mistakes and erase things and do new. No, his word, from beginning to end, from Genesis all the way to Revelation and everything in between, it even says in the scriptures, throughout all my generations, it even says in the scriptures, this is when, keep my guidelines and instructions. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So, Messianic Judaism, the wrong way to do it is basically a repackaged Judaism. So you have Judaism, which is another man-made doctrine system of living. So you have Judaism with the Pharisees and the sages running the show. And on the other side of that, you have the Messianic side of it. So the Messianic side of it is now saying, so let's say I'm an Orthodox rabbi, okay? Some people say I look like one, but let's say I'm an Orthodox rabbi, and I'm living a life of Judaism to the fullest degree, which, by the way, and I say it again, is a man-made system. It's not biblical. So I'm living according to the Talmud, not according to the Bible. And I'm doing that, and all of a sudden I believe I have a revelation that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is the Messiah. Now, again, if I would leave my practice of Judaism and start living like a Christian, I'll be classified as a Jew for Jesus. But let's say I continue doing the Orthodox lifestyle while believing in Yeshua, Jesus. Well, that is what a term of Messianic Judaism. Basically, you're sticking to your rabbinical, man-made laws and guidelines of how to live or what to do. But the main thing you're changing, and is the important thing, is now you believe Yeshua is the only way to be saved. And that is above everything. That is the most important thing. Whether you call yourself a Jew for Jesus, or a Messianic Jewish person, or even an Orthodox lifestyle Jewish person, if you have Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as your Savior, hallelujah, that is most important, and takes top to anything else I'm going to say here. However, it's not just lip service, folks. The Bible, people died to get the Bible in our hands, so we have the words of our Creator. And people are dying and being killed all over the world for just having these important guidelines and instructions in their hand or in their house. And that's been all throughout history. It's not just a book written by men. If it was, people wouldn't be dying over it and wouldn't be martyring themselves over it. It's the most important book in history ever written. So the Messianic Judaism is really an Orthodox Jewish person not giving up their Orthodox Jewish lifestyle to a degree, but now believing in Yeshua as the Messiah. So that's one side of it. Now the Pharisees and the sages that followed the oral law, it's not the Bible, and that's what Yeshua had a problem with. That's what he did. He came and he had a problem with the Pharisees and sages for telling them they were adding to the Torah. They were adding to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that is the issue he had. He didn't tell them not to do the Sabbath. He said, you're adding to the Sabbath. You're making it harder for the people to keep these commandments, which shall not be burdensome. So basically, you have Judaism adding to the law, and then you have Christianity today taking away from the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And both of them are wrong, because it says in Deuteronomy in the Bible, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So do we not add or take away, and underline and highlight the word, but keep them. So that's the problem Yeshua had. And Yeshua went to the Pharisees and sages, and he told them over and over again, you're adding to it, and that is the issue. And that's what Judaism has done. I'll say it again. Christianity has taken away, and Judaism has added. But we just need to keep the pure words of our Creator. And so that's one form of Messianic Judaism that's out there. And I'd say 50% of the congregations, maybe, that's not a solid number. That's just my opinion from what I see, are teaching a message of Judaism, but they're just adding the element of, okay, now we believe Yeshua. Now, and those people, by the way, believe the Torah is basically for Jewish people. And then you have the non-Jewish people, which some people often refer to as Gentiles. But Gentile, even though it could mean non-Jewish, but really is referred to in Scripture as heathen or non-believer. In essence, it's impossible to be a Gentile believer. That's an oxymoron. So when you become a believer in Yeshua and desire to follow the way of our Creator, you now become Israel. You are part of Israel, and you are responsible for everything that was called to Israel. And take an example in Exodus. When the great Exodus came, and all of the children of Israel left Egypt, they took a whole bunch of people of Egypt with them. And I promise you, those people of Egypt that left with them were not living a different lifestyle. If you wanted to be part of Israel, you had to follow the rules of Israel. And that's what they did. And that's what the Bible says, and that's what Israel today. So if we believe we are Israel, which you are if you're a believer in Yeshua and you desire to follow the Bible, well, it is your responsibility to uphold Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Now, the other Messianic Judaism, or I'll refer to it more as Hebraic roots, is where I am at, and I do believe this is the most scriptural way to do it. So basically, what that is basically whether you're Jewish or not Jewish. Now remember, Jewish is one of the 12 tribes of Jacob. So there's more to Israel than just Judaism or Jewish. Whether and Abraham himself wasn't even Jewish, so it's quite interesting. But whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, it doesn't matter where you came from, it matters where you're going. So the first requisite is to accept Yeshua as your Messiah. So you believe that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the only Savior, the only way to be saved, and that's that. That's number one. Now, how you decide to live your life is number two. And if you decide to live your life according to the way Yeshua taught, according to the Hebraic lifestyle that he lived, not the man-made Pharisaic laws of Judaism, and not the watered-down version of Christianity, but no, a follower of the way of Yeshua Messiah, who pointed people to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, that is it. So, and that's given in the Torah, in the written Torah, in the first five books of the Bible. It says how to live your lifestyle. And we could sum it up. The Ten Commandments are a great example. We have, you know, over 600, maybe even more, guidelines and instructions in the Scriptures. They don't all apply to us because I'm a man, so I can't do things that are ordered towards women. I'm not a farmer. I can't keep laws that are for the farmer. And there are some laws related to the temple that's not even there anymore. So we can't do it all, but we are called to do everything that we are capable of doing. And the Ten Commandments, you're absolutely capable of doing all of those and filling all of those. But it doesn't stop at 10. It goes, there's more, and not many more, but there's more that we are to keep and uphold. And as it says in the Bible, my commandments shall not be burdensome. So basically, Yeshua taught us how to live our lives according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Whether you're Jewish or non-Jewish, you can still follow the Hebraic roots of the faith and live according to this way. And that is the difference between Judaism, Christianity, Messianic Judaism, and Hebraic roots. And there are a whole bunch of people today that have the understanding of the belief that we can get back to a Hebraic roots lifestyle, which is more of a scriptural lifestyle, and be a follower of the way of Yeshua, the Messiah. And even then, so now we're following these guidelines and instructions. That doesn't mean we're saved if we follow them perfectly or if we mess up, we're not saved. We're saved only by the blood of Yeshua. The question here is not, were we perfect? The question is, was our desire perfect? Was our desire to follow after Him and live after Him at our highest, the number one priority in our life every single day? Did we desire to study His Word and live as close to Scripture as He called us to live? Or do we desire to make an excuse and say, well, He died for us and covered our sins so we could live any way we want? Or do we say, well, we got to do way more than He told us to do? So that's what we have to question right there is what is sin, and learn what sin is, and then match up our life to the standards of our Creator who gave us this wonderful book of life to show us how to live our lives so we would have this treasure in our lives, the great wisdom that comes with this. So, in essence, you know, we can all have the fear of our wonderful Creator in any of these names or aspects, but what is your lifestyle from? Because that's where the fruit is. And it says in Scripture, a dead tree cannot produce good fruit, and good fruit cannot be produced off of a dead tree, however you look at it. But that is it. So we need that tree, that root. That tree is Yeshua, and the fruit that comes off it is Torah. That's it, or the instructions of our Creator. It's what Yeshua taught. Another way to put it is there's a wide path and there's a narrow path. And it says the narrow path, only few will find it. Only few. Because there's so much deception in the world going on today, and so many people's eyes are closed. So Yahweh says, many are called, but few are chosen. So we're chosen to follow this narrow path. And that narrow path is the Hebraic roots lifestyle, or the biblical lifestyle, the biblical way to live according to Scripture, not celebrating the Hallmark holidays and the man-made holidays and running away from the days that were commanded to us, but keeping the Torah, the Scriptures, as it says to. And that narrow path, as it says in the Scriptures, leads to that narrow gate. And that narrow gate is Yahshua, the one you call Jesus. So we can't just say we're going to take the wide, easy path of watering down the gospel or living on man-made traditions and expect Yeshua to be at the end of that. Because what did He say? Get away from me. I did not know you. That's what He said. They said, didn't we do all these things in your name? Get away from me. I did not know you. Well, He knows those who have a desire to follow His way, and He blesses those who desire to have a follow His way. And you know what? It's not too late now. If you're a Christian, you're listening to this, and you've been living a certain way for a long time, or if you're even a Jewish person, and you've been confused about what any of these terms mean, well, it's not too late to stop sinning, folks, and to have a desire to live a sinless life. See, it's a desire we need, and when we know what sin is, then what are we going to do, and what are we going to choose? It's not too late right now, and one day it will be too late, so it's time we started to look more into this and just test everything as the Scriptures call us to do. Test everything to see where our heart truly is. You see, when it says that the Scriptures or the Torah is our schoolmaster, well, what does a schoolmaster do? A schoolmaster teaches. So He teaches us right from wrong. And many people say, well, we automatically know what right from wrong is when we accept Yeshua. And I say, you should, but you don't. And you need confirmation of Scripture to confirm what you think is right and what you think is wrong. I know many Christians or non-believers that think what they're doing is perfectly okay because maybe it matches up with the morality of the world. But I will submit to you, the morality of this world does not match up to Scripture. And you have a choice who you want to follow and what you want to follow. So we need to live a life that matches up to the scriptures. And the only way we're going to figure that out is if we continually, on a daily basis, pray and read the scriptures. To pray and read the Bible, to know what right and wrong is, and to know the choice we make. So if you've been stuck in Judaism, the man-made religion of Judaism, or if you've been deceived by the watered-down gospel of Christianity, or you're stuck in any other belief system out there today, you have an opportunity to change your ways along with your belief system of who our Creator is. The Scriptures tell us to repent and accept Yeshua. That's it. And no matter how many times you think you've done that, no how many times you've done that, now you have this new clear understanding that I'm giving you now. And it's time. Repent. Change your ways. Repent and accept Yeshua. And you'll have a whole new life. I have a website out there called www.readandrepent.com. And you can check that out for some information. But that's what it's about, to read and repent. And it says in the scriptures that repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. What a great idea to understand that no matter how crazy our life is, we could stop fearing man. And if we have the fear of our Creator and we repent, we can have refreshing. How many of you want a refreshing life to know that our Creator is taking care of everything? No matter where our steps are going, no matter whatever we do, He's watching over us and we are listening to Him and following His guidelines and instructions. Look, folks, if somebody gives you a treasure map, you don't throw it away, you don't burn it, you don't forget it. You want to find that treasure, especially if it's a realistic goal that you can find that treasure. Let's say somebody hands you the winning lotto ticket. Okay, so you don't even have to look for the treasure. You have it in your hands. All you got to do is turn that in. You got the winning lotto ticket in your hand. And all you got to do is turn that in. Would you not, for the time you have that, before you turn that in, would you not treasure that like it was the most important piece of paper you have in your life? And then I ask you, do you think about your Bible that way? The Bible is the true treasure of man. It's the word of our Creator. It's the word of our Creator that teaches us the lifestyle that Yeshua called us to live. And it's not about a paper. It's not about an object. It's about Yeshua, the one who died for us, the one you call Jesus. It's all about Him. And if we have a paper that can help us build our relationship and become closer with Him and understanding even more, that paper, those words are way more important than that lotto ticket or that treasure map. That is the true treasure map, and that is the Bible that so many people neglect, that collects dust in people's houses, and people know more characters of the local TV shows and the movies than they do of the Bible. They know more words of a secular song than they do of Scripture. That's how it's been neglected so much, and if it wasn't so neglected so much, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. But the great news is, we have an opportunity to change and get right with our Creator, and it starts with repentance, folks. It starts with repentance. Repentance brings refreshing. Hallelujah. We need not need and be embarrassed to repent and admit we're wrong and be humbled. We need to do that. We need to realize that we were on death row, folks. We were on death row and we had to be sentenced. We couldn't just be set free by a righteous judge. A righteous judge will never set the unrighteous free. Somebody has to take the place for that penalty that was committed, for that crime. And that's how it is in Scripture as well. We have a righteous judge. And somebody had to pay the price for our crime, for our life, for what we've been doing. And the one who did that was Yeshua, the one they called Jesus. And He didn't just set us free so we can go out and go back to living the same lifestyle we were living before. No, He set us free so we truly repent and have a renewed heart and desire to do it different this time. I'm telling you this so you hear me correctly, folks. We are not saved by works. We're saved only by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. We don't do works to be saved, but we should have every desire in our life to do the works because we are saved. Because He did die for us and He gave us these instructions so we would know how to live our lives. We would know what to do. And when we start thinking about Christianity or Judaism or any other belief system around there today, even the Messianic Judaism, the repackage of Judaism, we start thinking about the Hebraic roots of the faith and we start thinking about followers of the way. And then you can start thinking about the great blessings and the rewards that were stored up in heaven. And it's not about here on earth. But we think about the what the scriptures call us to do and how they call us to live and what the scriptures want and how it goes so much against the morality of the world today. When people start saying and you start joining mega churches and big synagogues and everyone's doing something, no. The scripture says it's the elect, it's the few, it's a set apart. It's a set apart that have it the right way. And we need to be set apart, folks. That's what holy is, a set apart. Set apart from who? Set apart from those who are not desiring to follow a creator's path. Not desiring to go on the narrow road. And the time is now. The time is now, folks. Time is running out. And we have a great opportunity to repent and to accept his message. And you have the book in front of you. You can get it anywhere for free. Read the scriptures, folks. Read it for yourself. Start in Genesis. Do not neglect the original covenant. You know, when it says in Jeremiah, I give you a renewed covenant and I'm taking the words of our Creator off paper and putting them on your heart. You know what? He's not doing away with them. He's putting them in a more valuable place. He's taking it off paper and putting it on our heart. And if we read and learn it well enough, guess what? It will be in our heart. But we're far from that, all of us. So we need to consistently, on a daily basis, be in the Word, learn the Word, and live the Word, and always know that our goal is Yeshua, to build that relationship with Him. None of this, folks, is about religion. It's about relationship. And that's what we need to do. We need to continue to build our relationship with Yeshua. We need to love mercy of those that haven't seen us yet. We need to be humble as we're teaching this, to not be prideful, but we also need to give the truth and not water it down and get this right, folks. So I hope and pray that this message today reached you and you understood and now understand the difference between these different terms that you might be hearing and might hear people talking about. And just understanding that there is a more excellent way that our Creator has for us. Not only in what we could be doing, but the blessings we could receive back. And we need to go out there and do what our Creator said, to go out there and make disciples, to go out there and through our actions to live a way, to live a certain way that shows people where our heart truly is and what we truly desire to do. And we have that great opportunity to do that. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah means praise Yahweh, praise our wonderful Creator, and that's what we need to do. So many people are saying that, and they don't even know they're saying it. So when you go in there into your church, or you go talk to people about Messianic Judaism, or Christianity, or Judaism, or Hebraic roots, no. I want to be a follower of the way of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and I want to put that into action so people know it. Hallelujah. So thank you again for checking out this message. I'll be back next week wherever you're hearing this message now. Most likely next week it'll be on at the same time and the same station. I will keep you all in prayer and pray that you get it right. Check out my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Shalom.